Good morning, 8:10, right on the dot here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Lisa Wilson, and I guess, Lisa, I had my calendar written out wrong because we have five Tuesdays in January, which is just weird. So you're here at 8:10, which is great.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I was saying off air that I enjoy when it's the fifth of any time during the month, because that means typically no meetings are scheduled on those days. So
it's a bonus.
Very
round.
Productive. Yes.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I don't think we've talked since you had your chamber banquet.
Yes. So
how did that go?
It went very well. So it was a great night. We had a packed house and close to 320 people were there, and we raised lots of money for the Chamber of Commerce, and we had a really good night, gave away some nice awards, and so it was good.
Good deal. No, that's great.
Had a good time. The weather cooperated. You know, it was really cold that day, and the snow came in later in the night, so we were all okay. Everybody was able to travel home safely. That's always my worry in January. We've always had, I mean, forever and ever. I don't know any other time that we've had the annual meeting.
108th annual.
That's right.
Which is impressive.
Yes, yes. And so not all 108 years of my life, but anyway, all that I remember is that it's always been in January, so we lucked out with the weather.
Yeah, well, that's good. So what do we have coming up?
Okay.
Well, we're done with January, really. What do we have coming up in February?
I know. So it's crazy. I cannot believe that we're talking about February.
Yeah.
But Dickie's Barbecue, you know, we always talk about things that are happening in downtown Independence, but because I am here in Coffeyville, I want to give a shout out to Robbie Bell. So Robbie Bell is an artist here in Coffeyville. She's going to be playing in Independence at Dickie's Barbecue tomorrow evening. They always have live music from 6:30 to 9. So
yeah, we've had her on here.
I know. She's mm-hmm. great,
yeah.
Isn't she? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
very, very talented. I always enjoy her music. So just a shout out to Robbie. If you enjoy some great music and guitar music and vocals, then you'll surely enjoy her performance tomorrow at Dickie's. So that's happening. And then also the VFW has their hamburger feed on the first Wednesday of the month, which is tomorrow. It's from 5 to 7, and it's at the VFW at 113 East Myrtle. And it's always great food, so... And it's just once a month. They serve food all the time, but they do that special hamburger night on the first, so it's always packed
and
up there.
And, of course, that's open to anyone who wants to stop by.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Always a good night. And then I do want to make a correction. I apologize, but I had been promoting the cancer support meetings as the fourth Tuesday and found out that they're going to call it the last Tuesday because we have some, as we do today, some fifth Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So the cancer support group is actually meeting tonight. And then the next one will be Tuesday, February 28th at the Nazarene Church, 3167 South 10th Street from 5:30 to 7. And if you need more information about that, call Cammie at 288-0655. And they're actually needing some sponsors. So if you are someone who would like to support this support group, and that means that you provide like bottled water and just treats and snacks for after their meeting, I do believe they do a door prize. So if you are interested in being a part of that support group from a sponsorship side, and it doesn't cost anything, just the snacks and the water and things like that. You can give us a call at the chamber and we'll get you connected to Cammie, or again, you can call Cammie at 620-288-0655. And, you know, I was talking to you actually off air, also about bringing another in-studio guest. And I'm hoping to, not next week, because I'm going to be in Topeka, but the following Tuesday, bring Nancy Kishpah from the Independence Public Library to talk about the senior services and the senior center that we have in our public library now. And so I was it's something new, and I think it's very important that we get the word out so that everybody knows, number one, that we have a senior center, and number two, knows all of the details about it so that we can help spread the word. We have a lot of people who are moving into our community and fit that demographic, and they'll come into the chamber office and, you know, tell us about your senior center. And prior to this, we always had senior activities in the community, but we didn't have anything in one central location. And so this makes it very nice because it's kind of one-stop. One-stop shop. So
that's great.
And everybody knows where to be and what time, and everybody can gather together and have a really good time. So it's at the Public Library, 220 East Maple, and it's on the second floor, and they have free Wi-Fi there. They have a meeting room and a kitchen that you can actually reserve for free, and you have access to all the library resources. They even have Ancestry.com, so a lot of people are interested in that, and help with genealogy if you're interested in pursuing that. They have computer access, computer classes. They can help you with your computer questions. They even have a coffee bar and snacks and lots of activities planned. So you can follow their Facebook page too, the library. I've been watching posts and things that they've been making, so be sure and check that out. And if you need information about anything at the library, you can call 331-3030 and just ask for whomever might be able to help you with whatever your question is.
Well, and this is a good resource, especially this time of year when it's colder, you know, it's harder to get out and out of the house and do things, you know, outside. So you can take advantage of this and, you know, get a little change of pace. And I think that's really good.
I know. And I was looking at one of their posts, and I think they were showing a movie, and it looked like the room was nice and full. And so that means that people are getting together and visiting, and we all benefit from that. You know, so many people live alone and don't get out much to socialize, and to your point about the weather. So it's really good for people to get out and have conversations. So I'm thankful that the library has championed this and has taken this on, and it's going to make our community even stronger. So lots of good things are happening. So we have some basketball coming up. You know, we were talking about the annual meeting, and it takes a lot of time and preparation to do that, and I always miss out on really good basketball because I'm working a lot during that time. So now that that's over, I'm going to get into some basketball, and I'm excited. So tomorrow night, I'm hoping to get out to watch the Pirates take on Barton Community College, and then next Saturday, the 11th, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, we take on Coffeyville. So that's always a fun game.
Oh, yeah.
And the women play at 2 and the men play at 4. And then the following Wednesday, we will play Pratt, and the women play at 5:30 and the men play at 7:30. So lots of good basketball coming up. So mark that on your calendar. And later on, I'm actually going to talk about high school basketball, and they're playing Coffeyville as well. So this Friday is First Friday, and it's sponsored by Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. So we're going to be hearing from one of their doctors during their business sponsor commercial. But we have really good speakers lined up. So we have Tammy Roth, who is actually a teacher at the high school and an avid runner, very focused on health and wellness. And she is organizing a Run for Fun run club, and just to get to promote people to get out in the community and either walk or run just to stay healthy. And so I'm excited to hear about what she has to say and what that will mean for our community. We have a strong group of people who do like to run and walk around the community because I see them out and about. So it'll be fun to, I think she's going to focus on getting the youth involved. So that will be positive. And then Gary Hogsett is going to be talking about downtown Independence. He has his presentation all put together. He always does a great job. So I'm interested to hear the message that he will be delivering. And it's all about what's happening in downtown regarding downtown development. So you know that he is the owner of Dickie's Barbecue and Apricot Lane. He's an investor in the Indy Brewworks Brewery, and so has a lot of interest in the success of downtown and making it a destination. So he will be speaking. And then Tricia Purdon, who is with the Office of Rural Prosperity, will be speaking. So she offices in Independence, but she represents us at the state. And so it's always interesting to hear what programs are going on, and if it's grants or if it's programming or if it's assistance, whatever is happening at the state level that affects us directly. She'll be sharing with us kind of the latest and greatest, so it's always good to hear from her. And then the canine program will be coming. You know, last time they were supposed to speak and they weren't able to be there because they got called out
to
take care of business. So Jeremy Hunsucker and Natalie Reese will be there to talk about the canine program and their dogs. So we're interested to have them come and speak as well. So that's what's happening. And then everybody is encouraged to wear red because this February is raising awareness around women's heart health. And so everybody's supposed to wear red, encouraged to do so. And then we will go to the front steps of Memorial Hall and we'll take a big picture. It's something that CRMC does on an annual basis. They love to champion this and take a picture. And so just come out because it's fun. There's usually about 85, 95 people there. You get lots of great hot coffee from Annie Mae's and muffins, completely free. It's sponsored by the hospital, so you don't have to pay admission. And you always get some fun gifts on the table from the business sponsor, so you don't get that when you tune in on Facebook Live. So
yeah, exactly.
You don't get the good swag.
Go in person.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's a good morning event, and it's open to absolutely everybody. So be sure and put that on your calendar. As I mentioned, the Bulldogs have some games coming up, so they have homecoming this Friday. They'll be playing Labette. The girls always play at 6, and the guys will play at 8. And then on February the 10th, we will take on Coffeyville, and that's Cancer Awareness Night. So you can watch the high school's Facebook page on what they have planned for that. So I was looking back. We play Coffeyville High School on the 10th, and then we play CCC on the 11th.
Yeah.
So it's a big weekend
that's
for
great.
Montgomery County. And then this is fun. So there's an event that is every second Friday of the month, and it's called Mingle with Medical Lodges. And Medical Lodges is getting their team together, but bringing residents out into the community, and they're taking them to Daylight Donut, which is at 601 North Penn Avenue, right across the street from the chamber office. So it will be Friday, February the 10th from 9 to 11, and they're just getting the residents out and gonna go have donuts and coffee and let them mix and mingle with the community. So that'll be fun. It's always, I'm sure that they're going to completely and totally enjoy getting out from the facility and doing kind of a field trip, and I'm sure getting on the transportation and then going into the community and seeing different people. So if you can put that on your calendar from 9 to 11, maybe swing by Daylight Donut and visit with the residents. And then we were talking about the library. They have so many great things happening at the library and so much programming, so much so that I find it very hard sometimes to mention all of it because they have so many things going
right,
on there.
Yeah.
So I always encourage everybody just go to their Facebook page and their website and check it out because there's something for everybody. But they have, on top of the senior services that they're now providing that they just recently launched, they're thick into hosting a Murder in Maui Murder Mystery Fundraiser. So it's going to be coming up not this weekend, but next weekend on Saturday, February 11th at 6 o'clock. And it's an evening of sleuthing and food and drinks and games and prizes. You can even participate in a costume contest. And you have to be 21 to participate. And tickets are from 35 to 45. It just depends on your character involvement as to the cost of your ticket. And then all of the proceeds from this fundraiser will go to the Independence Public Library Youth Department. So have you ever done a murder mystery?
I have not. No, other than Clue, you know.
Okay. That counts.
Yeah, there you go.
I did one a long time ago. It was fun. We did it with just a bunch of friends. We got together and we had our parts and we dressed up and everything. And I think it was actually before kids. That's
right.
28 some years ago. So, but it was fun.
Well,
so that's
like
my
those,
only experience.
It's kind of like those escape rooms, I think, as far as the, you know, real characters, you know, kind of like in relying on each other and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now, see, I would love to just sit in the corner and watch it kind of unfold.
Sure.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I think would be fun. So, okay, so Valentine's Day is coming up, and I thought it would just be nice to point out a couple of things. So we have great chocolate at a local candy store, Twigs Floral and Gifts. So if you're looking for chocolate, think about doing, you know, instead of just getting a box of chocolate at Walmart or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Whitman sampler.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
Grief.
Go get the good stuff at Twigs and use that as your Valentine's Day gift. We also have dinner at lots of our wonderful restaurants. So be thinking about maybe taking somebody out to dinner, doing a dinner gift certificate for maybe later on if it doesn't work for that night. But be thinking about that. Also, we have lots of places to enjoy a great glass of wine or a beer. So we have lots of restaurants that serve alcohol, and so you're able to enjoy wine, or you can go to the brewery for a great glass of beer. And then we have in downtown Independence and around town, we have a lot of great retail stores and shops, and then unique boutiques. So you know, get downtown and shop around. You got plenty of time. You have 14 days as of tomorrow. And so I just encourage everybody to step away from the computer. I know there's super cool stuff on there, but there's really cool stuff in downtown, and it helps to support our downtown businesses. So show your love for somebody special in your life, but show your love for your community and shop local this Valentine's Day. Main Street is having Let's Wine About Winter, and I've been whining a lot because I do not like this cold
right?
weather.
Yeah.
I like Saturday's weather. That
it was great.
Beautiful.
62.
Oh, my gosh. So Let's Wine About Winter is an evening full of friends, food, sips, and shopping, and it's Thursday, February 16th at 5 o'clock in downtown Independence. It runs for a couple hours, so from 5 to 7, all the stores will be open, and many of them will be having specials and things. And then if you go to Monarch Mercantile at 106 East Myrtle, first thing, you will be able to get your free commemorative etched wine glass. I think they etch like about 100. So the first 100 people that slip into the store will get one of those, and encourage you to check that store out. So it has a very eclectic selection of gifts. I just love it. There's all kinds of things that are in there. It's super cool items, very unique. And then she also has a lot of hats, and she can custom make your hat band for you, make sure that it fits properly. You get the color, the style, whatever it is that you like. She has beautiful, beautiful hats. So encourage everyone to go to Monarch Mercantile. Check that out. And if you donate blood, the Blood Mobile will be coming to Independence on Friday the 17th at the Civic Center. That's 410 North Penn Avenue from 11 to 5:15. And then I will also remind everyone that the Independence Community College with the Chambers Diversity Task Force is having a book discussion over a book titled Courageous Conversations About Race. It's written by Glenn Singleton. And the group is meeting at ICC in the Student Union in the Cyber Cafe from noon to 12:45, just for a quick 45 minutes on the third month of the month from February to April. So they met in January, and then they're going to meet February, March, and April and have these book discussions. So if you would like to check out a book and you don't want to purchase the book, we have them to check out at the chamber office, so you can come by and we'll check one out for you. So again, mark it on your calendar for February 20th. You haven't missed really a thing except just the first part of the book discussion, so you can read and get caught up and still be a part of that. And also you can call David Adams out at the college, or you can email him at dadams@ndcc.edu. If you have questions about that, he can help you. So we're moving into the Easter Lenten season.
Yeah.
I know. So it's, I call it Fat Tuesday, but it's Shrove Tuesday. Pancake Supper will be happening on February 21st at Church of the Epiphany, 400 East Maple, from 5 to 7. It's their annual Pancake Supper. I go every year. I absolutely love it.
Oh,
they
make
the best pancakes. It's always fun, too. And I love breakfast for dinner, so you can't beat
that.
Do you
have to catch them? Like, some places make you catch the pancakes.
No, I know.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. I know, yes. As a matter of fact, Optimus Club is going to bring in Chris Cakes.
Chris Cakes.
And Chris Cakes, they do
Wichita,
the... Yes. Yeah. So they're actually going to be coming this year for our pancake feed and that we do. And, I'll have to be plugging that later on. But, yeah. No, the only fancy flipping you get are from the people at the Church of the Epiphany, and I'm pretty sure they're mighty talented there. They could probably flip a pancake you. So,
that's great.
But yeah, that's always fun. Here's another thing that is happening at the library: Beats and Bards Bazaar is a monthly open mic and market night at the library Wednesday, February 22nd, from 5:30 to 8:30. You can register for this event as either a vendor or a performer on their website at iplks.org, or you can call the library at 3030 and talk to Brandon West. He can help you out with that, or you can email him, so it's easy. It's Brandon@IPL, like Independence Public Library, so iplks.org, and it's always on the fourth Tuesday of the month. So it's a great way to showcase a variety of local talent. So this is the first time they've had it. So at least I think it is. So I'm going to go check that out, see what it's all about.
That's
so
great.
Open mic nights are always fun. And then let's see, more food for the Lenten season. So you can have pancakes on that Tuesday, and then every Friday during Lent, you can go enjoy some fish from the Knights of Columbus, and the first one will be Friday the 24th, and the Knights of Columbus are hosting a fish fry at the St. Andrew Parish Center at 210 North 4th Street from 5:30 to 7:30, and it's every Friday through the Lenten season, and it's great fish, absolutely great fish. So everybody is invited. You know, obviously this is supported by the Catholic Church, but as a Methodist, I enjoy that Catholic fish because they are some great cooks.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, we spend a lot of time in northern Minnesota, and up there it's fish fry every night all year round.
That's
so
right.
It's a real treat to be able to have something like that here in southeast Kansas.
Yes, and they do it well. They do it well. So it's a good night, and they have coleslaw and hush puppies and all kinds of things on the menu. I'm sure I'll be talking about it when we get a little bit closer, but get your calendar out and just mark off all the Fridays until Easter and go have fish.
Great.
So here's another important thing to put on your calendar. The annual after prom bingo fundraiser is Saturday, February 25th in the high school cafeteria. All the money raised from this event supports after prom activities, which we all know helps keep our youth safe after prom. Doors open at 5. The concessions start at 5:30. They play mini games at 6 for about an hour, and then regular bingo starts at 7. It's super fun. I go to this every year with my mom, my sister, and my daughter, and her husband. Tickets are $12, and you just It's so much fun. You just, like I said, I named off what, five people or whatever, and we all sit together at a table, and you can have hot dogs and chili dogs and nachos for supper, just play some great bingo, and then they have all these gift baskets that are the prizes. And so when you win, you just go up to the table and you find something that is interesting to you. And you get to pick your own basket. So that's fun. And then a couple of save the dates. So Saturday, March the 4th is Main Street's annual fundraiser at the Civic Center from 6 to 10. And this year's theme is Hats Off to Main Street. So you can watch Main Street's Facebook page on how to purchase tickets for that. And again, that's a very important fundraiser in the community. And all the monies that they raise support Main Street and all of the activities that they have planned throughout the year. And then the annual IHS Daddy Daughter Dance is set for Saturday, April 1st. It's from 6 to 7 in the small gym at the high school. For every daddy or daddy figure is $5. And then all of the little girls get in for free, and we'll have more information when we get closer. Sure. But that's just a save the date, because it'll be here before we know it.
Man, that's a lot. That's it? Man, that's not enough. Good grief.
Lots happening.
A lot's happening. Well, I'd say we are heading into the month of February and March and April very strong. So
lots of good things to do in Independence and Coffeeville. There's not a reason to be bored.
No, not at all. So, well, Lisa, a very good comprehensive update there. And won't be here next week, but right after that, we will maybe have a guest.
Yes, yes. I will work to bring a guest. And if you have something that you would like for me to talk about on the radio so that I can share good information about all of the activities and happenings, be sure and give me a call at the Chamber at 331-1890. And you can always check out our website for all of the flyers that have detailed information about many of the things that I talked about this morning. You can check out our Facebook page. If you have something that you're posting on your Facebook page that you want us to share and help spread the information that way, we're happy to do that. Again, just give us a call and we'll do what we can.
Yeah, happy to help out, you know, those clubs and organizations, let people know about meetings, events you have coming up.
Yes.
Because we're all about getting the word out.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, good deal. Well, Lisa, always good to see you, and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be back with Open Line here in just a little bit on the Mighty 690 KGGF.